The fire may not open, but the devil will return. Insanity or glory in a mind that never learns. A moment of something where the dark can
regular guest, the right of Red Pills for the knockout punch, William Repellum.
I must break you.
I love it. Like, man, it's just, again, it's just always like my favorite start of the night before the weekend, you know, just got one more work day. I love Thursdays. It's like springtime, you know. Thank you, Jeremy, for that wonderful intro. And this is my favorite hour of the whole week right now. And I'm super excited because we have a very special guest with us tonight. If you don't mind, Jeremy, I'll just go ahead and give her the intro. We have tonight. Oh, go ahead, Jeremy. Sorry, I didn't even let you say if it was cool or not.
Oh no, please do. Please introduce our guest.
Yeah, we have Monica Schaefer with us tonight, and Monica is from Canada, and she has an incredible story to tell us tonight. She spent 10 months. In a German prison because she and her brother made a movie called Sorry Mom, I Was Wrong About the Holocaust. And they thought, wow, you know, they'd really like done some research on things and they showed it to some family and it ended up like having a massive reaction to it that was really unexpected. And they ended up in jail. The last thing that I think that they probably ever expected. And Monica's brother, Alfred, is still in prison now, 3.5 years later. Monica spent 10 months. They let her out, and then they chased her down and tried to get her again. It was really very bizarre. She escaped, and it was like being in some kind of like spy movie, right, Monica?
So. It was pretty exciting, actually.
Yeah, so I'll let you go ahead, Monica, and maybe we'll get a chance to play your six-minute Sorry, Mom, I Was Wrong About the Holocaust. I didn't get a chance to get that queued up yet, though, so let me find it. But you go ahead and give us your intro. I guess we were going to try to kind of start with the Ukraine situation just because everybody's been talking about that, and it's very fresh. It just happened, this morning, last night, supposedly, So
Yeah, I didn't want to say too much about it because there are many, many other people who are far more qualified than myself to talk about it. The only thing I want to say about it is that when I turned on the CBC this morning and heard that, mainstream media, that's the, the CBC, Canadian Broadcast Corporation, that actually I would call the Communist Broadcast Corporation, they inevitably make comparisons with what's going on now between Russia and Ukraine with what went on in 1939 between Germany and Poland. And they make these comparisons. And I do know that they lied to us about who did what to whom and who instigated what in 1939 between Poland and Germany. And they are lying to us now through their teeth, the mainstream media. I mean, we know that once we've kind of opened our eyes and seen, one lie, then another lie, then another, and we know that they're lying to us about everything. And it's, a certain tribe's agenda is what's going on. And really, I don't want to go into any detail. And there are many other people who have been, doing some excellent analysis and investigation and what's really going on there. But that's all I want to say is that, when they make these comparisons with 1939 Germany invading Poland, when really we know that the Polish Jews were doing attacks on German towns and villages in Poland at the time. And, of course, the mainstream media and ever since has been lying to us about what went on there and who started the war. So that's all I'll say about that.
That's a fantastic correlation that, and I wanted to use that as the backdrop because most people that, maybe haven't listened to our show before or are just kind of starting to get red-pilled on a lot of these things are probably, the whole thing with Hitler and National Socialist Germany is like, that seems to be like the backdrop, like you said, that even the controlled opposition conservative truther movements are putting things up against. Like we heard Mike Adams, who I like otherwise, a lot of his stuff, he's done some great interviews of people, but he always draws this reference to like Justin Trudeau to, Adolf Hitler or, and unfortunately, it is like the thing that so many people just have a reference point to. And everybody on the right and the left, they all have this reference point back to Adolf Hitler. And I don't want to scare people off right now because I know there's people out there listening that they believe that. But let us dissect that just a little bit here and you can decide. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
What happened with Germany, one note I just wanted to interject into the testimony that you gave there was that Germany, like a big, huge, massive chunk of Germany had been given away to Poland after World War I, a war that Germany did not start. And it was the Danzig Corridor, a massive land piece. And that was the area where that was stolen from Germany, where all the ethnic Germans were, and the Polish Bolshevik Jews were slaughtering and killing German civilians there. And Hitler was actually being extremely patient about that. He didn't want to get embroiled into a war that was going to drag in, you know, different banker-controlled countries, and that they were trying to foment, trying to get him to do that, because they had already declared war against Germany in 1933 when Adolf Hitler came to power. And they said, this is sick of it. We're tired of this color revolution happening in our country, which is the same thing happening in Ukraine, by the way. A color revolution happened in 2014. And they've been taunting Vladimir Putin ever since. The same Jewish establishment did that Zio Globo Homo color revolution in Ukraine. So you really got it. We don't get this information, but this is what we're here to do, is just kind of give people the other side of the story, let people sort of figure it out for themselves. And I think, and I'm really excited to hear what you have to say about all this too.
Yeah, you know, the people who are making all these false going on now with the COVID scamdemic, you know, this genocidal agenda, when they make the comparisons with National Socialist Germany, but they use the slur word, the smear word Nazis, or they compare anybody bad now to Adolf Hitler, they are just reinforcing the big lies that have been told to us and have been so pummeled into our soft brains through every possible medium, you know, through the films, the Hollywood industry and schooling and university professors, everybody, everywhere. This has just been put right into our bloodstream pretty much. I mean, I believed all those lies too. I grew up, you know, in that world too, and that's what led to my video. The fact that years later I figured out what really happened there, and I wanted to apologize to my mom, but to my parents both, because when I was a youngster, I really was bitter, and I was I just said, why didn't you do something to stop them? I was really bitter. I was pretty traumatized as a teenager learning all this stuff in I think junior high school. And then years later, when I figured out the truth, I just made a offhand remark to my brother Alfred one day on the telephone, and I said, geez, I wish I could apologize to mom for that. And he immediately saw the importance of that. So then the next trip that I made to Germany, and that was then in 2016, and he had a recording studio. He'd already been making some excellent educational videos that were, you know, concerning themselves with false flag operations, and he was figuring things out gradually too. You know, his first major video, he still thought that the Nazis, quote unquote, were bad, and it's kind of comical because one of the scenes in his first major video, which was called 9/11 Gatekeepers and Controlled Opposition, he had a swastika image and a Star of David image, and he was comparing the one evil to the other evil. And in the court, in our trial, they actually were charging, that was one of the many charges that they were laying against Alfred, was this image of the swastika. But I mean, they obviously were very stupid, because in that particular video, Alfred was actually portraying the swastika as representing something bad. It was only after that he figured out that we were lied to about World War II history as well. Because both Alfred and I started out with figuring out 9/11, mind you, years after 9/11. And then, I mean, I think it's the same for a lot of people. They wake up with one thing, and a lot of people woke up through the lies of 9/11 and who did that, and then you go down the road of looking at you know, that, and you figure out that lying wasn't invented in 2001. So anyway, I mean, really, the fact that that was one of the many charges, like I say, because they were charging him for all kinds of episodes from various videos of his, but he did get it figured out. Later, he did a video called The Police Raid and My Confession, which is a great title. It's a real hook, because you think, well, what was his confession? Is he suddenly changing his mind? Is he going to confess that he's been a bad boy talking about the Jews? But no, he was basically saying, you know, I was a zombie too.
Yeah.
And know, you start figuring things out, because at that time there were all kinds of commenters who were giving him flack and starting to say, oh, he must be a, he's an agent, he's a controlled opposition. And I mean, you know, in the very beginning, you mentioned this about the people who are making comparisons to the Nazis or to Hitler. And some of those people, they are clearly a controlled opposition. They are agents who are working for the other side, because, you know, it's written right in the protocols of the Elders of Zion that they will insinuate themselves, that is, the Jews will insinuate themselves into every movement, every stripe, every political color and party and whatnot, so that they control the dialogue, control the opposition, you know. I mean, there are obviously a lot of good people who are doing good work who just haven't figured it out yet. And I always like to give people the benefit of the doubt and try to educate them. But some of these commentators and so-called truth tellers who have been in it for a long time, surely people have told them and they continue to spout the lies and make the false comparisons. You know, when they start to make the comparisons with the current tyranny, with the Bolsheviks, and maybe start, you know, naming names and pointing out who they are, and that it's this whole COVID scamdemic, it's 100% a Jewish operation, well then I'll have respect for them and say, good, okay, you're naming the enemy, that's what we need, you know.
Yeah, it's like touching the third rail. It's like they fiercely guard this lie. And that's the thing about it, is that people may not understand why this is so relevant to today. Why is it so relevant, the Holocaust? Because the Holocaust is the centerpiece, linchpin, that holds their entire house of cards together. If they don't have that, I mean, if they don't have that lie, they don't have that lie beaten into our brains from day one, from birth, which is what they do at their Holocaust museums. It's what they, you know, just constantly flooding people through the museum called the Auschwitz Museum, which says, albeit mach frei, in the entrance, which means work will set you free. It doesn't say anything about killing people. You know, there's not why they had an infirmary there. 30,000 babies were born. That's not where you send people. That doesn't make any sense.
That's
why they
right.
would do that. They had a convenience store for people. They had stipends. They had, you know, people were put there in those camps to work. No doubt. There were prisoners put in there. There were gypsies. There were Jews. There were communists. There were people. And communism is largely a Jewish thing. I mean, it was invented by a Jew, Karl Marx, who was a follower of Moses Hess, who was also a Jew. And Karl Marx's father was a Talmudic Jew. So, you know, folks,
yeah.
We've got to face facts about these things, and we've got to start talking openly. If you have to do it one-on-one with people or whatever, yeah, I get it, that if you go out and you start doing it in open and public and everything like that, you're putting yourself at risk, because they do fiercely guard it. And you do have to be careful, because they will come and try to destroy your life. And they've done that to many people. Like in your case, Monica, they put thrown
yeah.
you in prison, you know?
Well, the thing is, you're 100% correct in that this is the linchpin lie. And I'll just give you an indication of something that is such a paradox. I had well-meaning former friends or acquaintances say to me when they were witnessing what was happening in Jasper, this is before I went back to Germany and then I ended up in jail. So this is when I was being confronted with this thing called ritual defamation after my video in 2016. And so well-meaning people would say, Monica, you know, why do you bother with this history from so long ago? Like, it's just not irrelevant right now. We've got bigger problems now. And I would kind of laugh about that, because at the two positions don't mesh. You cannot say it's irrelevant. I guess is there a
up on the break there? Yeah,
okay,
we'll come back.
Okay, yeah,
we got a break, Monica. I want to ask you a little bit about your arrest in Germany
yeah.
on the other the break, and sort of make that comparison to free speech now and how it's being threatened. We'll be back on the other side with William and Monica Schaefer.
That virtually Great. No one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Come back in?
Yeah, Mike, we got it. All right, so we're back to the broadcast. Jeremy from Kentucky with William Repellum and our special guest, Monica Schaefer. So, Monica, you were just finishing up some thoughts. And then if you would, after you finish your thoughts, with the break interrupt, as you kick it back to me, we're going to bring this free speech issue into relevancy for today. Go ahead, Monica.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that it's contradictory to say that the event that happened that many years ago is irrelevant when they are persecuting people for it. They're putting people in jail for questioning their story about that holy cause, the Holocaust, you know. So that's completely contradictory. Obviously, it is extremely relevant to our current times because they protect their story fiercely. It's the only thing in history that they make a law to put this piece of history into place, you know, make a piece of history up, make a story, and then make laws that you cannot question it. So anyway, that they're obviously, it's very relevant to them. That's what I wanted to say. So back to you.
Well, it threatens their power. And so in the same way that they were targeting you 4 years ago, you know, now they've got these rules they're trying to put in place, even here in the U.S., where we supposedly have the First Amendment, right? Where you cannot question the COVID narrative. You cannot question any narrative that they put forth. And they have agencies that enforce this. And in the U.S., we have the ADL. Now, if I understand correctly, in early 2018, I believe, you were arrested in Germany. And that was because the B'nai B'rith in Canada, which is a Jewish organization comparable to the ADL, they targeted you. And they were key in getting you arrested. Can you speak to that and how that came about and how you were arrested in here?
Okay. they did take credit for it, but I have to say the first people who reported me and my brother were my cousins. We were at their home just a few days after we produced the video, having, you know, coffee and cake and having a lovely time. And then we showed them the video. And at the 2 minutes and 45 seconds mark where I say these things did not happen, my cousins who are, well, the one cousin, she's just a few years younger than me, she jumped out of her chair. Honestly, it was like a Pavlovian triggered response that she seemingly had no control over. She leaped out of her chair and screamed, "No, no, not in my father's house," because we were in her parents' house. And so this is the re-education program that has been done to the Germans that she was suffering from. And I don't know if I have time to read this quote by Sefton Delmer, the black propaganda minister. You know, he was a propaganda minister in the UK, and he was saying after the war, he said, "Atrocity propaganda is how we won the war, and we are only really beginning with it now. We will continue this atrocity propaganda. We will escalate it until nobody will accept even a good word from the Germans, until all the sympathy they may still have abroad will have been destroyed, and they themselves will be so confused that they will no longer know what they are doing. Once that has been achieved, once they begin to pollute their own nest and run down their own country and their people, not reluctantly, but with eagerness to please the victors, only then will our victory be complete. But it will never be final. Re-education needs careful tending, like an English lawn. Even one moment of negligence and the weeds crop up again. Those indestructible weeds of historical truth." End of quote. Now, he said that. I mean, he basically is admitting that they made lies up. And he talks about, you know, the Germans themselves, they will be so confused. They won't even know what they're doing. This is where my cousins were at. So they reported us. I didn't know that. They didn't write a letter to me saying, you know, we've reported you. The German authorities didn't write a letter to me saying, you know, we've got you on our files and whatnot. However, they did raid Alfred's home 2 months later. I was back in Canada by then. This was in 2016. They raided his home and stole his computers and whatnot because of the Sorry Mom video. So, okay, then I go back to Germany, and I just meant to stay a month. And then Sylvia Stoltz was having a trial in Munich, and we were not that far away, so we wanted to go. I wanted to see what a speech crime trial looked like in Germany. how ironic that is. But anyway, they did an intermission very early into the day. No, everybody was a bit surprised by it. There was no reason for it. We were out in the hallways, in the corridors, and suddenly I was surrounded by these thugs. Well, they call them, you know, police officers. And I was arrested. Now, when they were doing this, I was protesting and saying, "No, I'm a free woman. I'm from Canada. I'm a free woman." And you know what they said? They said, "Well, you should have thought of that before you came to Germany." they really said that. Should have thought of that before you. Yeah.
Great. Wow. We get another break. On the other side, I want to make a couple of points on what you just said about your cousins turning you in. And we'll on the other side.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Okay, we're back. This is Jeremy from Kentucky, William with Hillam, and Monica Schaefer. So, make this point, Monica. You said that you were actually turned in by your cousins. Now, this is a form of communitarianism that we've witnessed very recently in the COVID so-called pandemic, as well as the January 6th protest of the election hoax here in America. What we found was that people in the COVID hoax were turning in relatives for, violating pandemic restrictions and quarantines. Similarly, you had relatives even turning in, you had sons and daughters turning in their fathers to the FBI, saying that our father or our mother was at the January 6th election protest. And that was one way, communitarianism is one way that the state enforces their illegal so-called laws or whatever you want to call them on the people, right? And so that happened to you. That's another way we can bring what happened to you relevant to today. So in the same way that happened to you way back in 2017, early 2018, that's happening now, with COVID and January 6th stuff. So and if you would go ahead and finish your point on that. on how your relatives turn you in, and then kick it to William, and then maybe you guys can discuss your brother.
Yeah, sure. You know, I just want to emphasize these are good people. I love these people, and we had such a wonderful relationship. I'd known them all my life, and in fact, their son had lived with me for half a year, you know, did the exchange student thing. I love these people. They're good people. But this is the thing. The good people have been turned against themselves. This is psychological warfare that has done this. So by lies and deception and the demoralization of generations worth of this happening, that the people have become, you could call it induced mental illness, because if you behave in a self-destructive way, that is, you're mentally ill. And so as a society, we've been induced to behave in self-destructive way of our people. That's induced insanity. So this is what has been done to us by all these lies, you know. Yeah, so that's what I wanted to say about that. And so they reported us, and then, it, you know, what came after was all the follow-up, right? Then, okay, they had a file on us, because these things are complaint-driven. I don't think that they would otherwise. I mean, the B'nai B'rith, yes, they took credit for it when they went after us, and then they were complaining that the Canadian government wasn't doing the same kind of thing. You know, they were praising the German government for having cracked down on these evil Holocaust deniers. So that's what I wanted to say about that. But over to you, William. And then I did want to talk about, you know, the fact that Alfred is still in jail because of things he said in our trial. But I think you had some comments first.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell the listeners what B'nai B'rith is. B'nai B'rith is the Jewish organization. It's a Masonic organization, from what I understand. It founded the Anti-Defamation League in 1913. So it is the father or the mother or whatever, you know, that gave that spawned the ADL. And now the ADL and B'nai B'rith and I mean, literally, like, seem like hundreds of thousands of Jewish organizations that lobby our government and that control our government and that have absolute stranglehold over every single institution, and not just in our country, but in every country in the world, especially every country in the West now. I mean, it's just staggering and disgusting. Just the level of control that they have over dialogue, and that people like us can't even get out and speak without fear of being sometimes even murdered, but having our lives destroyed or being gang stalked or losing your ability to work or to support your family. I mean, this is what they do. And it needs to stop. It's totally intolerable situation, and this is the condition that we're in, and nobody even knows about it. They don't even know what happened in the Bolshevik Revolution, and we need to just continue to speak and expose this, and ultimately this is good for them too, because they don't need this. This is awful for them to continue to live this way, in this paranoid kind of way, where they're putting the rest of the world in this Samsung option situation. The Samsung option is like, just if nuke the rest of the world, essentially, you know, if that's their last, if people don't get under their thumb, you know, that's it, you know. So I don't know, I could go on.
That's really, really good. Really good commentary. Jewish power is their ability to stop us from talking about Jewish power or to even point it out. I mean, they criminalize you if you just basically state some facts about who's doing what, just facts, you know, facts about names of people who are CEOs of certain, you know, companies, whether it's the pharmaceutical companies or whether it's heads of the media organizations and whatnot. You just point out the names and that they happen to be of the Jewish persuasion. You just point that fact out and they're calling you anti-Semitic and being anti-Semitic. I mean, 100 years ago, that was punishable by death in the Soviet Union, you know, so that's the direction we're going here. But what I wanted to tell you is that Alfred, if he had not had the audacity to try to explain how he reached his conclusions, for example, during our trial in 2018, you know, in other words, defend, like, okay, you would think that a court, that's one place where you can present facts and evidence, right? That isn't that what we all understand by, if you're in court, you present facts and evidence, and then the other side will present their facts and evidence, and then the judge weighs it all out and makes a decision. No, this is illegal in Germany to present facts and evidence that might support your conclusions about a story that is contrary to their story about what happened in World War II. This is a speech crime trial, and you are not allowed to speak the truth. I'm not going to say your truth. That's a New Age kind of phraseology that people like to say, you know, Oh, speak your truth. Oh, I cannot stand that. There's only one, You know, there's facts and then there's lies, right? But anyway, so Alfred would have been out in September 2021, had he simply been in just the sentence that he received was 38 months. That was over in September. He's now in jail because they extended it because they put new charges on him. And I have to say, the judge did warn him. The judge stopped him quite a few times during our trial and said, whoa, I got to stop you there. I got to give you a warning that if you carry on along that line of speaking, then we'll have to lay new charges. And Alfred just waved that aside and said, well, he said it politely, but he said, you know, you want to lock me up for 6 million years anyway, and I'm just speaking the truth, and I shall continue to speak. So he would carry on, and they did indeed press more charges. And so then that's the only reason he is still in jail right now. Now, people are asking me, when's he coming out? Early July is when it's done. And that's it. I think that fact alone should help people to understand that there's a big problem with their story, that if they are so afraid of somebody bringing evidence or facts or speaking in the court, they are hiding something. You know, if history comes to you enforced by law, well, it's got to be a lie. You know, truth does not fear investigation. If it was so true, they would welcome all the evidence and all the facts about it in the world, but they don't. And I mean, every day in the trial, they proved to us over and over again that truth and right was on our side. It was a very joyous experience for myself and for Alfred. I mean, one day in the corridors, as we were being led handcuffed to our respective cells in the dungeons during breaks, we joked and laughed. We were like euphoric, because it's not because we thought it was going to go well for us in terms of the verdict, but it just was. It's a good experience to know that you have truth on your side. And when they do the things they did in the court, and they demonstrated every single trial day that they are just protecting lies, that made us happy. Alfred, one day in the court, just when it was adjourned, but we were all still in the court, he said, "Monica, you and I are the happiest people here in the courtroom." It was really quite funny. I mean, it was really true. That's how it is. I mean, truth will set you free. That old saying is absolutely true.
In this world we live in,
yeah,
they don't care about truth. They make their laws in order to protect, what they don't want you to know. And you, unfortunately, before your case, you had Ernst Zundel, who thoroughly and completely proved, at least in Auschwitz, that it couldn't have been a gas chamber. But yet, the court said it doesn't matter if you're right. You violated the law of speaking against the Holocaust.
That's so, right.
Zundel even had a forensic scientist investigate one of the camps. And that scientist, Letcher, I believe, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly.
Yeah, Fred Leuchter, or some people say Leuchter. It just depends, you know, which country you're in and how you want to pronounce it. But yeah, that's right. And you're right. The judge literally said that at the end of his trial in Germany. He said it does not matter if the Holocaust happened or not. What matters here is the law says you are not allowed to question it or deny it, and you have broken the law. And then he slapped the maximum penalty on him, and he was not let out a single day early. They don't let political prisoners out early, by the way, yet they let violent criminals out. If it's their first time in jail, they'll let them out sometimes at half time or two thirds time or whatever, if they've been, you know, behaving in jail. They don't do that for political prisoners, speech crime trials or they don't do that. You got to stay to the last day because you're the most dangerous kind in their world of everything upside down.
And you're dangerous because you're questioning the narrative, whatever that narrative is at the time. So even though people may say, well, the Holocaust isn't relevant, well, you know, actually it is, because you should be able to speak out, to speak the truth. You bring that full circle to today. Anybody that spoke up against the COVID hoax and the lockdowns, it didn't matter what they had to present. You know, the narrative was, you can't speak against our narrative of the system. Similarly with the January 6th election hoax here in America. And now you're probably going to see the same thing with this Ukraine, with Putin going in and liberating Eastern Ukraine. You know, it's going to come to the point where you're not able to speak the truth about that. Just anything that they put forth as the narrative, you're not going to be able to speak against. And that's why, you know, what you did and what Ernst Zundel did speaking against the Holocaust, that was important early steps in exposing the system and how the system doesn't care about the truth. They just care about their narrative. Let's kick it to William and then kick it back to Monica on comments on that, on how that applies to today's free speech. William.
Yeah, you guys are, I mean, I'm having thoughts that come up, but they're just, it's just, I can't really add to that. So you guys just continue.
You know, I wanted to tie in with something that you talked about last week. I did listen to your show, and it's just so relevant because everything is upside down and reversed and inverted. So right down to the sexes, right? And that came up in your discussion last week. And this thing, excuse me, called conversion therapy. When I first heard that term, I thought, well, that sounds like, if you're talking about conversion, you're converting from something that is to something that isn't, or you're just changing something. But it's actually been made illegal here in Canada, and I think you were talking about that happening in the States too. So what that is if a child is one, or an adult, I think it applies to anybody, if they're, you know, thinking they're in the wrong body because they've been fed all this poisonous ideas in school or elsewhere by our popular media and whatnot, and then if somebody like their parents of the child wants to help them to understand that no, they're not in the wrong body and that, you know, they're okay, well, that's now illegal. If they could be put in jail for that. I mean, this is the absurdity of everything that's been reversed, everything's been inverted. It just is insane the level to which we have descended. And yeah, I just wanted to bring that into the conversation because to tie things to the present day, it's everything is upside down, everything. So it's up to us to point out who's behind it, who owns the media, who's telling us all these lies, who is doing this to us. And it's no secret, you know, they have told, and they being rabbis, or other, you know, Jewish professors. I mean, what's their agenda? I mean, I'd never heard of this thing called white genocide or this agenda of wanting to destroy the white race until after I started waking up about all these other things. And then it led me down the road to realize that's what they want to do. But they also want to, you know, depopulate the earth from a lot more people than the white race. We're quite a minority now on the earth, and it's written in stone, literally. So once people see through who's doing this to us, and it is very scary in the beginning to name the enemy, because we've been so trained, you know, you get an allergic reaction to even say the word Jew. that's what they've done to us. You know, like, I remember the first time that I used that just to say the Jews, it felt like I had an allergic reaction to it. That's how we've been programmed. So they've done that to us, and we have to get past that because we are in a war, and a lot of people do not understand or realize that we're in a war. It's because, you know, the primary weapon, psychological warfare, lies, deception. Oh, well, that's the motto of the Mossad, isn't it? By way of deception, thou shalt make war. And now it's a literally,
yes,
literally, it's not just false flag events that trigger a war with bombs and whatnot. Now it's literally that we're being deceived about everything. So when you're in a war, you need to know who your enemy is. And so this is where we're at. We need to identify who the enemy is. Now, we on this call, we know who the enemy is. We've talked about it now on this show and who's doing this to us. But most people, they do not understand that. They do not realize that. So, yeah. So naming them, name the Jew. I'll hand it back to one of you.
Yeah, to your point about transgenderism, this is bringing it really full circle. And, you know, even though you speak the truth doesn't matter to this Jewish establishment. What matters is their narrative. Let me bring up this article from the New York Post, October 23rd, 2019. A Texas jury rules against a divorced dad trying to stop his 7-year-old son's gender transition. And if you read the article, basically the mother wanted to transition the boy into a female, and the dad tried to stop it. And right here in the so-called free, you know, we have all these amendments, supposedly America, this dad was blocked by a court. And it doesn't matter about the truth. The truth being that this young man, this little boy, had an X and a Y chromosome in the male parts to go along with it. That doesn't matter. And so the transgenderism is a perfect example that you bring up, Monica, of how the truth doesn't matter to these people. And you want to tie that into Jewish power in the past and the Holocaust? That was going on in Germany in the Weimar Republic. The first transgender surgeries and homosexualism and pedophilia was going on. Right there in Sin City of Europe.
Berlin.
Absolutely. And that is exactly the people who were in power were the communist Jews at that point. And that's why Hitler went against them. It wasn't a vacuum. He didn't just decide, oh, I just hate the Jews because they're Jews.
No.
He understood that they were in power and they were pushing these things. Your comments, Monica, kicked the word.
Yeah, the Jews, like, people are, that's so good what you just said. The Jews were put into concentration camps because they were the fifth column in Germany. First of all, like you said earlier, they had declared war on Germany in 1933. And then there were a lot of assassinations taking place in Germany. And a lot of these assassinations were done by Jewish women. I just read an article about that the other day, like a lot. And so this was happening all over Germany. They were the communists, like the Communist Party in Germany that was primarily Jews in it. So they were put into concentration camps because they were the declared enemy, self-declared enemy of Germany. So, of course, you have to, when they declare war on you, you have to deal with that. So, and a lot of Jews were not put into camps. Like, this is the other thing that people think all the Jews were put into camps. Many, many Jews lived unmolested throughout the whole war in Germany. You know, so, there's just, the lies are endless about what happened in Germany and why things happened the way they happened and whatnot. And the concentration camps, you know, I've been reading a lot about what happened after World War II ended, or after the official ending of World War II. But let me tell you, the war on Germans actually really got going after May 8th, 1945. More Germans actually died after May 8th, 1945 than during. And you know who ended up in those concentration camps and in camps, other kinds of camps too, like in fields, open fields, is Germans. And you know who was running those concentration camps after the war, like Auschwitz and places? The Jews were running these camps with German prisoners in them. I mean, it's just unbelievable what happened afterwards. And then talk about the expellees. Earlier, you talked about how Germany was carved up after World War One. I mean, it just got torn up, shrunken. But there were ancient homelands of the Germans where they had lived for, you know, hundreds of years in different parts of what then became Czechoslovakia, Poland, you know, so these places, the Germans were brutally forced out of these areas, and something like, estimates are up to 16 million Germans were expelled. It's the largest mass expulsion of people in our history that we know of. And then millions died. Like, estimates are that 3 million of those expellees died on the way. They were either murdered, or they starved, or they were tortured, raped. Oh, and I mean, don't get me started about that. The rapes of German women and girls in the, all after the war. It was absolutely horrendous. And the torture and everything. I mean, you know, people talk about the confessions, Nuremberg trials. Oh, that's another thing that I really, it bothers me when people nowadays talk about, you know, got to bring in the Nuremberg. They invoke the Nuremberg trials, not understanding and not knowing that Nuremberg, that was a farce of a trial there. Anything, first of all, they didn't allow evidence that ran contrary to their story, and they didn't, they just gave judicial notice to this event, the Holocaust. And then they tortured the defendants, and they just basically, it was the victors punishing the losers of the war because they lost the war. It was a sham. It was a total sham. So the whole history of what happened in World War II, the good war, oh, I'm telling you, I remember to this day learning in social studies class in school about the good war. My goodness, yeah, everything upside down and inverted, that has got to be the biggest inversion of all, the good war, supposedly, because, you know, they did away with, you know, this monster that they made out to be a monster. Meanwhile, he was the one who was trying to save Europe from this Bolshevik Jewish communist world. He understood that. Yeah, I'll
he did.
Pass it back.
And on, thank you, Monica, for that. And you know what? Let's have you back again next week if we can, because we just are really on a roll with this. And yeah. I think we need to continue this discussion, and we're going to continue with the Treaty of Versailles, the Rhine-Meadow death camps that Eisenhower actually presided over, how Eisenhower stopped Patton from ending the war humanely for the Jews, how the Khazarian mafia, the Khazarians were actually the Asiatics. I just figured this out the other day. Kazakhstan is actually where Khazar. Anyway. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to have you back next week.
I would love to. I will come back next week. It's in my calendar.
Awesome. Right. Awesome. So thank you so much for joining us. And back to you, Patrick.
Thanks a lot, William. It was an excellent show. It was total fire, my guy and my gal. And we'll be back tomorrow night on In Plain Sight, next week with Monica, hopefully. Guys, tune in and donate to the station, please. Keep this free speech alive.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.